This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor. To California, to Devin Nunes, the CEO, the guru of Truth Social, also a very keen citizen of the San Joaquin Valley, the breadbasket of the solar system. The Valley these last years has been hard-pressed because of policies that have deprived it of adequate water to maintain the agricultural land they have and to grow more crops. America and the world can use more crops. And the fear was that the drought would continue. But no, instead, the other side, the flooding, the snowpack, the avalanches, the blizzards. Devin, a very good day to you. I read from Sacramento some days, some hours past. Record rain and snowfall has eased half of California out of a persistent drought, bolstered the store of mountain snow that the state relies on to provide water during the warm, dry spring summer. Let's be specific. What does this mean for you and your neighbors in the valley? Good day to you.
Well, thanks, John. We talked about a few weeks ago that we would need additional snow in order to avert a drought this year, even though we've had record rainfall, but the Democrats have largely let the water just flow out to the ocean. So we need this catastrophic flooding in order to have enough water. You know, sadly, you have to have catastrophe in order to have enough water for everybody to have water in my part of the world, which is the San Joaquin Valley. A lot of people don't really know where that's at. Sometimes it's called the Central Valley, but it stretches. It's the big flat part that runs the entire state when you look at a map of the United States, of California. So you've got essentially the Sierra Nevada mountain range that is on the east side of the big Central Valley. So to the north of Sacramento, it's called the Sacramento Valley. To the south, it's called the San Joaquin Valley. And it's where the San Joaquin River meets the Sacramento River and other rivers, and they all meet west of Sacramento, and then the water flows out to the San Francisco Bay. So in fact, if you have Bakersfield in the south, and it's one of the few rivers in the United States, the watersheds, that actually flows to the north. And it flows north from Bakersfield. If you think Bakersfield, Visalia, Tulare area, Fresno, Merced, Modesto, Stockton, then Sacramento. That's the watershed that all flows to the north, flows from the south to the north. And then if you take Redding down to Sacramento, that flows south. It all meets in what's called the Sacramento-San Joaquin Delta. And that's where the heart of the water infrastructure that was built, where there are huge lifting stations that move that water around and store it. And then there's dams that have been built all along the Sierra Nevada mountain range. And that's why I always say this, and you can't really say it enough, but 100 years ago, smart people who understood that California was a desert, unless you move the snowpack from the Sierra Nevada mountain range, unless you move it around, they built what still is today the most sophisticated water system in the world. It's just for the last 30 years, it's been slowly been dialed back as the socialist Democrats, beholden to the radical environmentalists here in California, have fully taken a grip over the governance of the water systems. And they've slowly been dialing the water back. And of course, where I'm at in the central southern San Joaquin Valley is the worst, the very, very worst part that gets hit first, because we don't have the early water rights. The water system was built to here basically towards the end. Unlike San Francisco, John, this might surprise you and a lot of the audience, the San Francisco Peninsula, people think of it as fog and wet. The only thing that they don't understand is that's one of the driest points in all of California. And so around 1900, they began to design a system that would bring water 150 miles via pipeline from Yosemite National Park. They dammed up what was a small valley. They dammed it up, a dam called Hetch Hetchy. And they built a pipeline that goes out roughly 150 miles and delivers water, fresh, pristine water, into the San Francisco Peninsula. So for the last 30 years, surprisingly, the Democrats who control San Francisco and the environmental groups who are centered in the San Francisco Bay Area They've never surprisingly touched that water supply. That water supply, even though it comes from exactly the same place, it never gets touched. So San Francisco, Bay Area, Silicon Valley always conveniently have water, where the people that live right below the Sierra Nevada mountain range, the people in the San Joaquin Valley, we don't have water. And we've been put into this permanent drought status that unless you have catastrophic flooding, you have no water. And what's happened here this year is we had what started to be one of the wettest years on record. And then we had just a phenomenal rainfall and snowfall this past week. Matter of fact, we're getting more rain right now. So we're going to have catastrophic flooding, but we're going to have water this year for the rest of the year. And in fact, this could be one of the wettest years in the last 30, 40 years. Matter of fact, I was talking to some people this morning that say that 1983 was the wettest year in kind of the central San Joaquin Valley. I remember it when I was just a young boy. And we had a lot of flooding. I remember the fields being under 3 feet of water and actually going hunting for little crawdad hunting back when I was a kid, back in the day, because we had never seen anything like that. And there was water that basically stayed, that flooded a lot of the fields, the flat fields in what's called the lake bottom, that stayed there all summer. So it was something that was very, very unusual, hadn't been seen for a long time. But, John, if we get, I said this a few weeks ago, another storm, we should be okay. Well, now if we get another, you know, two or three storms, because the rain will stop by basically the end of March, maybe you might get a few showers in April, but it'll be dry, this Mediterranean climate, they call it. It'll be dry basically until Thanksgiving, which is why it makes the breadbasket of the solar system, as we call it. It makes, you know, everything grows here from, you know, some 300 different crops. And because there's no rain in the summertime, the crops with the proper irrigation come out nearly to perfection. Lots of sunshine, dry climate, plenty of water, and you make some of the best crops there are. That's why you have everything from table grapes to grapes for raisins to plums, peaches, nectarines to pistachios, almonds, etc. That's what we're going to have this year. It should be a perfect year this year for everyone to grow crops in the central southern San Joaquin Valley.
The first time I learned of this was when we first talked about your book, Restoring the Republic, that you published 13 years ago, 2010. And I read from the jacket, born and raised in the breadbasket of California, then 36-year-old Devin Nunes has seen firsthand how the convergence of big government, big business, and the radical left has wreaked havoc on entire communities, turning the once thriving farmland of the San Joaquin Valley into a blighted desert reminiscent of the Dust Bowl. That was 2010, and the only answer to the California politics for 13 years was Mother Nature and wave after wave of rain and snowstorm. And there's nothing, to my knowledge, Sacramento can do to keep you from having adequate water this year and next year. Is the aquifer going to be filled enough so you can call on it next year?
No, John, it'll probably just guarantee this year. Next year, even if we get below average rainfall, it'll be just okay. But since the time that I wrote that book, there's been more and more draconian decisions that have been made outside of President Trump coming to the valley and delivering water. But remember, the day after that happened, Gavin Newsom and the Democrats filed a lawsuit and stopped the implementation of what was the Trump water that was going to come back. It wouldn't have been all the water, but it would have been the first water we would have gotten back. That was stopped in its tracks. And now Sacramento's put on real draconian requirements to where now the roughly, I always call it roughly 3 million acres that are farmed in the central and southern San Joaquin Valley. They've basically designed a system where they're going to monitor it via satellite and begin to charge so much per acre to farmers that many of them are not going to be able to farm that land anymore. Even this year, there will be limits as to what people will be able to farm. So they've curtailed what was 3 million acres being able to, when you have plenty of water, to having a minimum of two crops per year for the open row crop land. In some cases, you could grow even three crops. We had some years that you could go three short crops throughout the year. That's now been limited. I was talking to some of my family members that farm here, and typically they would grow two crops, a winter crop and a summer crop. But even now, with the catastrophic flooding, they're only going to be able to down to probably one and a half crops. They still will not be able to grow the full two crops per year. And then many people that are not in irrigation districts are also going to be not able to farm. So that's kind of that's what's happened since that 2010 timeframe, have been this, they call it a groundwater management program. Now, you have to manage the groundwater now because you're not using the infrastructure that was designed and built over 100 years. That project that I've heard you, Victor Davis Hanson, who's been on your show many times, I heard him talking about it last week, but we haven't added to that system since roughly 1970. But then what's worse is starting in 1980 with the lawsuits and everything, the system that was built, even though there's been no additions, it's really adequate as long as you run those two big pumping stations that are in the San Joaquin, Sacramento Delta that we talked about just at the beginning of this segment. Those pumping systems are not being used. They've put in this groundwater management system. So the people that are in the catastrophic flooding areas will be able to farm, but roughly that 3 million acres, John, is down to equivalent of probably 2.5 million, probably headed to 2 million acres. So you have about 1 million acres that will only be partially farmed, meaning that you only be able to farm it in catastrophic flood years. The good news is for this year, all 3 million acres will be farmed.
Devin Nunes of the San Joaquin Valley, the Central Valley. The valley itself is now plenished with water for this cycle, and we look for more snow and more rain next year. You can't tell. The weather patterns these years are very unusual. Australia to California to the Mediterranean itself. The Po River Valley is dry. Tuscany is wet. All over the world, people are adjusting to different patterns. We're going to turn now to the pattern of the Republican Party. This is the Friends of History Debating Society with Devin Nunes of the San Joaquin Valley and the guru and CEO of Truth Social. I'm John Batchelor.